Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth, to the Love Truth Show. Hope everybody have a wonderful day. Today is February 26, 2018. This is our 1 o'clock hour, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. And I'm grateful and thankful for the Blog Talk platform, Google platform, as well as all the listening audience for tuning in to today's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we say, this is the day the Lord has made. We must rejoice in it. We must rejoice in it. And we're talking about wisdom. Before we go on to that, I want to go into prayer. And as always, we are lifting up the people who were suffering through the different storms of the last several months, with the hurricanes and merciless around the world. The false fires and different things they've been suffering from, and of course the young people who lost their lives, those loved ones who lost children and husbands a couple of weeks ago in school in Texas, in Florida. It's in our hearts, soul, and prayer to them, as only you, God, can comfort. And we also lift up anybody who lost anybody these past couple of weeks. I send that to my niece. She's like a step niece, but she's my niece. Her girlfriend lost her daughter in a car accident I just heard about. I don't know, I think young girl, probably a teenager who lost her life. So we send our prayers up to her family, to Chantel, best friend, who lost her daughter. So we're going to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to your throne. First of all, praise and thanksgiving goes to you. We thank you first for being our God, our Lord, and our Savior, and our Redeemer. We thank you, you know, that we don't understand everything that's going on in this world. Outside, we know it's a fallen world. But we don't know why every situation, things happen. But we ask that you're for your mercy and your grace, which is sufficient. We ask that you hold us so tight that we can feel your presence and we can feel you breathing on us and carrying us through these sad, rough times for the families who lost loved ones from an act of violence to an accident to how to make it that they temple gave out on them, you know, they heart, they whatever. Physiology, something to place physically in their hands and they no longer here. Whatever the reason is, it's facing your arms and we ask you to give people the comfort only you can give. Because no matter what we can say and do, only you can truly heal a broken heart. Only you can wipe away the tears and give somebody some peace and give them some hope and help them to stay in the game of life as they're going through these devastating circumstances, situations. The evenness also that has hit their home, their family. So we just ask you to remove the evil. Satan hanging his, and not only Satan, but people who got those evil thoughts, who just doing and just evil, just rebuke them and move them, keep them away from your people. You know who they are, God. We ask you for your help. I said you dealt with asking, you have to ask you for permission to do certain things in the book of Job. They talk about how the devil asked for permission to mess with him. And he said, give him permission or he'll kill him. And so if he can in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, to protect us, to save us from evil. And you know even the little tools that he has, the strategies against us, to be as all the single stronghold, whatever it might be. God, we ask for you to enter. We ask for you to take us over. Keep us safe and protected. Keep us walking on that road, our road of hope, love, justice, and peace. And that will have a life with you, dear God. Have your way, dear Jesus. We seek your faith. We seek your will. We seek your love. In your mighty name, Jesus, we know all we need is done. Let us all who listen to this call today receive a special, you know, a special blessing, a special favor, a special opening, opportunity, or whatever it might be, come our way this week, so we can hear your voice and say, yes, you was on this call with us, and we know we are, and that we all can stand in agreement. Something extraordinary took place today. Have your way, God. Okay, our topic on wisdom is our fourth last week. I tell you, we've got something like this. Talking about wisdom, and I googled this from Life Hack. It's a little bit I mentioned last week, but it's being aware of something and having information. Knowledge is really about facts and ideas that we acquire through study. Research is the ability to discern and judge which aspects of that knowledge are truth, right, lasting, and optimal to your life. So we need to get wisdom in how to apply the application of them, how we you know, take out that it's not needed. And we take those things that we desire. You know, like you pick somebody have crab and you pick somebody, you know, fish crabs, that you people eat crab from Maryland. You may have had crabs from Phillips or just got a bushel of crabs and you pick them through. These after they cook, right, and got the Old Bay on there. And you pick them, you crack them, and you pick them through, so you want the meat. You want the sweet meat. So you pick through. You don't want the shell. You don't want the muscle. You like the muscle. But, and you pick it through. Get exactly what you want. You know, I got some man in the gold mine. They surfing or something like that. I'm going to say that word because I didn't say anything. And they got something, and they got like a tray made like a, it got, you know, easy to separate stone. They can go through it, and it will shake out the dirt, and they got all they want is the stone. Hopefully it's the stone that is gold or whatever else they can find in it. And same thing we got to do in our own lives. Those things that are good, they hold on to those things. If they're not good, we do away with in some form or fashion. It's principle that it is. If you a person who's seeking the kingdom of God, which I hope you're all, from all the heart, soul, and spirit of mind, we desire to be able, we have to be around the world, we desire to be around people who's seeking the kingdom of God, who's seeking God's face, seeking the best they can to live for God. And it takes on different form, but seeking. It's not just when we show up on church on Sunday and we're in the house, but even after that, you got a conversation with people. And, you know, when you're home, a person, I said you run across somebody who go to your church, you're saying good morning, good afternoon, or praise the Lord, shouldn't make them feel uncomfortable. It shouldn't be just something you do in church, because, you know, wisdom, you want to live a life that pleases to God. So when you're not at church, because you still at the church, when God comes back, he ain't coming for a building, come back for you. You represent his church. You is his church. So if we're not in the temple or a Book of Mormon type of building, a church, you know, made out of cement or something, when people see you out of places, they should feel your presence. You should be still rejoicing and rejoicing and praising God. It shouldn't just only when you're in church. You know, during other days of the week, you cussing and cursing, acting like you don't even know that you're a child of God. To you, a part of me, read them in 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So wisdom, we belong to God, so things we really got to think about. It's not just only about you, you know, or well, I'm not saying the apples don't fall too far from the tree, or like only your parents, and you hopefully you come from great parents. And that just doesn't show legacy, but if you didn't, you belong to God. So you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So it should be evidence in the things you do and the way you talk, how you operate. People might not understand you. Your own loved one might can't handle you. Because, you know, if they want to live unjust, and they may think they live unjust, but if you say Jesus, see, when they start trusting that they about to have convulsions, you know, you say with Jesus or good morning or praise the Lord, there is an issue. So we have to seek, and wisdom is knowing, it's understanding you want it. Wisdom comes from God. And it's godly, you know. Foolishness comes from an enemy or man's lust, wicked heart, and his thought pattern. When do anything opposite than what God's will is, just because they want to or because they think it feels good or whatever it may be. So when we think about wisdom, how do we operate? How do we apply? You know, you can go on a computer and you got so many apps to help you with so many different applications, you know, for you to complete a job, complete whatever it is you're working on, a project. And God gave us the basic instruction before leaving Earth, and that's the Holy Bible, the Holy Grail. Maybe you call it something else, but it's God's Word. And we need to look at God's Word, what God's Word says. Sometimes we're fighting about what did his Word say. But his Word is godly, it's loving. His Word is not going to tell you to go out and buy a weapon and take it to school and destroy your classmates, or go into a job because you're mad with the supervisor because they let you go, or whatever, to destroy them, or you're mad with your wife or your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You want to take them out. That's not wisdom, that's evil. Evil says, okay, you have issues at school, go and talk to your parents, talk to your mom and dad, or whoever you're taking care of. Let them know about the teacher's job and the principal's job and security job. The thing is to investigate it and talk to the children, sit them down, let them know we're not having bullying, we're not having any issues. And the parents have to listen, everybody to listen. If a child don't want to go to school, why they don't want to go to school? They're not going to say straight out, I don't want to go because I'm being bullied, or I'm running across certain person. So you have to listen and figure out what is truly going on. Operating in wisdom and then going to prayer and seeking. All children can't be in regular school. So they have so many different free education courses that children can do at home. All they need is a laptop and some quietness so they can do their schoolwork. So you got boys and girls who have a hard time in regular school, consider homeschooling. You don't have to teach them. They have a program where they can go on the computer and be teachers who teach them over the internet. And they still going to be learning their stuff, information. Don't let them be at home where before though they're not learning or getting something out of school because they feel uncomfortable for whatever reason. Maybe they're being bullied or maybe they're not. They just don't fit in. Doesn't fit in there. Doesn't make them a weirdo, you know. You know, I hear so many cases that a person is strange. Now, that young guy or girl, those two innocent people, and they said because he was a loner, they make him weird. A lot of people sit by themselves, and they ain't going to kill nobody. So that's not a good way of looking at it. He was lonely. He had something he was dealing with. You know, he was adopted. What happened to his original parents? His biological parents. What happened in his life? Was it anger and bitter about something? Or he was just a wickedness? You know, some people we just won't blank. We can head up and do whatever that. You can have children come from wonderful, beautiful home. Parents cared about them, whole family love them. And they can be raised up in church and they go and do something that It's unthinkable. It's wicked. And not that they wasn't raised right. Some of them, they know right, but they don't want to do right. They just wicked. They like hacking. And they would tell you that. So we had to operate in love. We had to operate in wisdom. And wisdom can also be mixed with love. Because nobody want to hurt their loved one if they love them. And against your wisdom. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. We continue on. As we continue on, just think about the goodness of God. Take a deep breath. Think about what you did today or this week that showed that you used discernment. And then think about when you didn't and why you didn't. Sometimes we make irrational decisions and then we don't even feel it. And some of them feel it. Everything that I deadly sin or a sin, some of it just may not mean that benefit you, but everything's not. You know, for myself, I did fast for a couple of weeks and I did pretty good. Not that I eat nothing. I meditate, I'm fast off of, you know, the candy balls and chips, stuff like that. Then Valentine came, right? And I had this nice cake my brother girlfriend had made for my mom for a nice big pretty cake. One side shot, one side for another. And I said, well, I'm not going to tell, I wasn't going to touch it. And I said, well, I'm just taking a little piece. I can have a little piece. Now, Aiden, we could be rest in the freezer, so, you know, wouldn't be neglecting. But on another day, I wasn't trying to get myself back and get myself together and be obedient and take care of myself. I really probably could have taken a couple more sites. It don't take much. You know, you can eat something and you don't really don't freak up. You know, sometimes it's just you can feel anxiety because you're not going to get that feel or that fix. And so I realized, you know, you got to be careful. They put stuff in food to make you want it and want it. It's like, God, my heart, where did you now? It took a long time to understand it. Go out to people who suffer from drug addiction. Because they once they get that drug for whatever reason, either somebody took it when they willingly took it or somebody put something in their food or put something in their whatever, they gave them something, they thought it was okay and found out it wasn't okay. But outside of that, I continue on. You know, I had my healthy soups and stuff I was eating, then I'm like, oh, I want something. And a couple of days after that, I didn't eat enough for a couple of days. Then I said, oh, I think I bag of chips. I got the chips in the house for my mom, not even because she like have different stuff in the house. She like fruits and stuff like that, but, you know, and the candy. But I noticed something. Caffeine, soon as I ate a piece of candy, I think I mentioned one on the show, it does give you pain. And that's all from pain, different parts of my body. Now, I ain't just ate one piece. Some little small miniature candy bars. And they would hurt you. And they would taste you. But I'm not really tasting. And they would taste it because I like hurting. But when you think about how fast I go down, you really don't get the full taste of it. But I got the pain. And yesterday, I got, you know, every day I went to the store and I got my mom wanted ice cream. We was at the store. So I got this box of ice cream. And they had, it was Hershey ice cream, but they had. Anyway, I think it was Nessie ice cream. The one with the nuts and one with the comb. Then they had inside the box, they also had the ice cream sandwich and they had the regular ice cream on the stick, you know, chocolate flavor. So, and I noticed I ate the ice cream on sandwich. And my top of my head felt like it's stuff on fine. But and certain things, what they have in it, I don't know, but it made me feel a certain way. Now, you would think wisdom was saying, yeah, don't touch it because it's not making you feel great, right? But greed or maybe this button saying, I want it, or my flesh. I want it, I like the taste of it. And you eat it. So that wasn't using wisdom. I had discernment not to touch it. Wisdom is saying not to touch it. But you do the opposite. So think about what you do, no matter what it is that you're doing. You know, this body, our skin, is the largest organ on our body. And the reality is we put everything on our skin. And they can say it's healthy for your skin, but if it's not natural, it's not healthy. And if we really should, we really not say things that I do know about, but we have to really apply and start using more healthy things on our skin. Taking more and more healthy food in there, so less additives that they put in there, and less other kind of chemicals and stuff they put in there. And the artificial dyes and stuff, and the fructose and sugar. Fruit makes fructose, but some food have it in it. We have to use wisdom. So I'm going to go to Psalms 119, verse 10. Psalms 119, verse 10. It's good to have things already out, but talking about me. Because it says that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Using wisdom. And verse 119, verse 10, it says, with my whole heart have I sought thee, or let me not wander from thy commandment. That's important. It says, that word have I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So, right there, the word, you know, with his whole heart, which is sought the Lord. And that wonderful commandment, the Holy Bible, there's a focus on it. It draws close to give us more understanding and allow us to be the best person God called us to be. And we really have to operate in that. We really have to seek that. We have to truly, truly desire that, and we don't always do. And so we got to we'll be doing this at Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just talking about wisdom. Because wisdom is really what's going to help us make it through this world. Because wisdom comes from God, and that's seeking Him. Seeking His face, seeking His way, seeking His path for us. When we take time out of our schedule and I call the session, it's not really taking time. All day long, you can praise the Lord. You want to shout it to the hills, everybody here, but you can say it to yourself. Thank you, God, for this last hour, because I'm past the hour for that. Thank you for the food I have on my table. Thank you for this glass of water. Honor and sincerely saying it. Not just, you know, we tend to really say things, but really, really say it and mean it. You know, I was thinking, I mentioned maybe last week, I love different inspirational music and gospel music. Well, we have to make sure we take gospel music that is really talking about the good news and not putting words in something that make it sound like a scripture. And it's not. You know, so we have to be very careful. Very careful how we see things, how we listen to that. It may have a good melody to it, but we have to be very careful that we honor and glorify God and not honor and glorify man and taking that with that belongs to God and placing it and giving it to man. I don't know. But God is God. Okay. And Proverbs 3:13, P-R-O-V-E-R-B. It says, happy is a man that finds wisdom. The man that seeks understanding, that gets understanding. God read from the King James Version. But a man who seeks wisdom and seeks understanding, that's a great person, right? Man, woman, boy, and girl who desire understanding. First place you take it to the altar of God. God, I see your faith. I seek your wisdom. I seek clarity in this situation. Meditate and believe he would give it to you. And then he comes to you in different ways. A small voice. A message could come to a TV show. It could be surprised or a music or somebody. Make sure you're seeking God. Sometimes people can give you some advice. And some people think, oh, that's good advice. But it's not from God. They can be giving you advice because something they don't think you should do because they don't believe in you. They're trying to take away your dreams and your hopes. Like you're an entrepreneur. You have ambition. Something you're working on. And somebody said, well, I don't think you should be worried about doing it. You need to get yourself a 9-to-5. But every now and then, five start up with somebody being an entrepreneur, and then they got somebody working for them. Because God gave you a vision that He said you can do it. And you can do it. Now, it doesn't mean as soon as you do it, the people are going to come and the money is going to flow. It's a process. But it will happen. Some people do happen overnight, and some people really don't. And like me, it hadn't happened for me. I'm so wicked, and I'm so pressing forward, and so believing in God, because I believe He gave it to me. So that's why I'm going forward, regardless how anybody else think about it, feel about it. You know? But also I realize what's done and done comes in light, and what people, how people, some people want, don't want you to make it. And you would think, why would they want to prevent you from making it? Who knows why some people know the devil don't want you to make it, and to give hope to other people. But for your siblings or family or somebody you don't know who know of you, just go out their way, don't want you to make it. Why? You know, it's just ridiculous. Do you go for your dreams, but don't prevent anybody else from going for theirs. So as you go out for your day, think about that. Ask yourself, hey, you can prevent somebody or try somebody from living their biggest dream, thing they desire to do in their life, whatever it is, regardless how much time it seems they may have to take out for doing it. You know, it'd be a time people didn't want children to go to school because they want them to work the field. Oh, I need you in the field. You don't need to work your education. That's all you're going to be. No, that's all you was. Doesn't mean your children are going to be with you if you didn't accomplish nothing or more than whatever you accomplished. Not putting you down, but you can't stop your child from being all he or she can be. And you shouldn't stop yourself from being all you can be because you, whatever it is you do for a living, even back then, let's say if I was going back then, people who work in the field and they have farmers, if they want to work in the field, what else are you interested in doing? If that's it, don't put down your children. Let them reach the stars. It's nothing impossible. Because it wasn't developed, created, or made or came yet, doesn't mean it won't. So you don't see it out here. So your son or daughter, niece or nephew, aunt or cousin hasn't created yet. Go for it. And it's funny, as soon as people make it, what happened? Man, but I knew you had God. I knew you were God. I was just, you know. No, you didn't believe in me. Now you look at the dollar bills that may be coming. Or they may be something totally different. The recognition of people coming, and you want to get to know who they know, whatever it might be. So just operate in wisdom. There's only half an hour showing so much you can get done in half an hour. But that's encourage one another, lift one up in prayer. Always praise God. Talk to Him. Forward to me so quick. And sometimes I do it myself a lot. Or I want your opinion. The most important thing you can get is from God. Not that you have to talk, can't talk to anybody else, but seek Him first. Okay, so this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining me on the Love, Truth, Love, Truth show. Please share with other people. And if you like more information about me, all you got to do is go to www.lovetruthministry.com. You put that in like that, or you may, if that don't go through, then put in HTTP as the code in //. And then, you know, lovetruthministry.com. Have a blessed day. Take care of yourself in Jesus' holy name.